How students are being included. Mixed needs classrooms, page 162.
At Presidio Middle School in San Francisco, about 10% of the school's 1,200 students are special needs children. That covers a broad range from a mild learning disability to moderate and severe physical, emotional, and mental disabilities.
There's always that fine line, right? Where
Principal Tony Payne leads me through the wide hallways. In some ways, it's a very typical public school, but something unusual is going on at Presidio. Principal Payne, a former teacher, is in just his second year here. In that time, he and his staffers have pushed to do more to integrate special ed children into the general education classrooms. We stop into a 7th grade math and science class.
I mean, as you look around, it's just by looking, you can't necessarily tell me who's the gifted kid and who's the kid with a disability.
At Presidio, this is what an inclusive classroom looks like. There are some 30 kids sitting in four rows of wooden desks. All are using old but still working school-issued laptop computers. The class mixes kids with mild to moderate physical and intellectual disabilities with non-disabled kids. Special needs kids sit next to ones who've been deemed gifted and talented. The mixing is done carefully and quietly. Students don't necessarily know who's working at what level. Teacher Gray Todd.
For example, one girl there sitting in the middle, she's one of the higher performing students, and so she sits with kids on either side of her that might need extra help, so they can just turn to her and ask for help.
Todd co-teaches this math and science class with a special ed teacher named Scott Booth, who stands in front of the classroom teaching how to read graphs.
What do you think the population of San Francisco is? Yes.
7,000.
7,000. A little more than 7,000. Albert.
A lot,
yes. A lot. Anybody
Gray else? Todd sits at a nearby computer monitoring each student's progress as they wrestle with math, graphs, and the day's assignment. Both teachers say new software and technology have greatly enhanced their ability to custom tailor lessons to each kid and expand inclusion. This is one of only a handful of mixed classrooms at Presidio, but Gray Todd says so far it's working and changing lives.